trying to stop them, not make them more powerful?
Do you want to say the tagline, or should I? Repeat after me. For the purpose of education.
For the purpose of educational.
Review.
Review.
Critiquing.
Critiquing.
And encouragement.
And encouragement.
It is time for...
It is time for e-ticket ripping with Olivia Cookie and WC Chronicles.
You are getting better at that. Either you're just shenagging on it, or I'm not sure what for.
No, I'm just a mind reader.
So, I know there's a very important day coming up here, very soon.
There is, I think.
There's no think about it. We know for sure.
I can't wink.
You can't wink? Good, we can
call it double wink.
You're going to give me a video of a double wink later.
No, I don't want to.
No, okay. You should just post that one owl video when the ladies try to be the owl. You know how the owls always do that weird thing with their
head,
or whatever?
I want you to be my owl, okay? So, important day coming up. I believe it's that's right. You wanted a cantina or something?
What?
You wanted a cantina for something for your birthday?
What's a cantina?
You know, the Star Wars thing, the Spanish-Mexican holiday, so when you turn...
Oh, a quinceañera?
That's
when you turn 15.
Well, what's the cantina then?
I have no clue.
That's when you turn 13?
No, I don't know.
But you said you didn't want to turn 13. You're going to turn letter A, right?
Yes.
So,
letter A.
So you could say you're turning... You're going to have
How old are you? A.
A. A.
When you're in New York, or no, when you're in Canada, how old are you?
Can you imagine? Hey, you okay?
But they don't actually say that. Just Canadians don't say that. Weird people made that up about Canadians.
Canadians?
They don't like them. They don't like the bacon that they give us.
What's wrong with the bacon? I love the bacon.
I don't know. It's those weird people's not making up them stuff.
What? Okay, so do you know that we have a large sponsor, a big number of people listening from France all of a sudden?
Giggle. Huh?
What did you do to make so many people fall in enjoyment of listening to you from France?
I posted something on Facebook. Instagram saying, like, pray for France or something.
Because maybe that was
it. That tragedy or whatever. Mm-hmm. Pay for Nice or whatever.
Did you do that?
Nice. Yeah.
It's Nice. So
tomato, maybe tomato,
I think people... Tomato, tomato, orange, ange?
Ange
A?
Ange. And
but you're saying you wish more people from Italy were listening.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness.
We need the Italians.
Oh my goodness. Did you hear about the Italian chef, the Italian noodle chef who departed from our planet?
What?
Did you hear about the Italian noodle chef who has departed from our planet?
No.
Yeah, he passed away.
He what?
He passed away.
Passed away? Passed away, you mean?
No, I mean pasta. He's a noodle chef, so therefore he pasta way. That's my weekly... Olivia, that's my bad joke for you for this week.
Don't hire this guy. Only for famous. Don't.
So if you hit famous, will you take me with you?
Nope. I'll take myself. I'll take three people.
And what are those going to be?
Four people.
Let me guess. Lily, the dog, and your shadow.
No, wait. Well, Lily's not a person. I would take four people. I'd take me, myself, and I. And then I would take my mom. And then I would take Sadie. And I would take Lily. And leave my turtle here because no one likes turtles.
Turtle's a little slow.
How are you going to travel across the world?
Very slowly. So anyway,
but he's really fast. He's like a race horse.
I'm sorry, but I have to give you at least one bad pun joke per episode. And I heard that one, and I'm like, that's what I'm gonna share with Olivia, because she'll go, Do you want me to tell you again?
No.
Pasta way.
This is what you get when you work with people that make bad jokes.
What are you gonna do? Hold my head underwater?
What's that one girl from America's Got Talent that's really funny jokes?
I don't know.
I have her. She's really funny. I don't even know her name.
Why don't you? She can't be all that popular then, can she, if she's not on your radar?
What?
Hmm?
I don't know. She takes really bad Snapchats, but don't tell her I said that.
I don't even know who it is, so how can I tell her?
I don't even know who she is.
Why are you destroying the plastic paper plant?
It's not real and it's not giving me oxygen, so why should we still have it? Have you thought about that? No.
No, tell me about that.
If it's not real, destroy it. Like real, like fake people. Gets on my nerves.
Gets on your nerves, you're going to peel them? Okay, so what are we talking about today, Olivia Quickie?
I don't know.
You're always so talkative until I push the on button. You were telling
because me... Because it's the on button. It's very dangerous. That's like pushing the big red button that will explode into a rainbow.
It is a red button that we push to make it go on.
I thought it was green.
Was it? No, it's green. You know, you want to talk to get it into the red.
Oh. Whoops.
All right, so... It's really ugly. I gotta get you in the red. So, what you doing for your birthday? It's your birthday.
I'm going on a boat.
You going on a boat?
Yeah, one of those big boats, I think. I don't even know where the boat's going.
You gonna row the boat or is it a motorboat?
It's one of the big boats. You know the big boats that go...
On Lake Mead?
I don't know.
Well, you should know.
I don't know. I seriously don't know. I don't even know. But my mom told me it was a big boat.
But you're going away for the weekend, right?
Yeah.
You and all your family and all your other broods.
I get to choose who comes.
Oh, really?
No one else.
Did my invitation get lost in the mail?
No. I can only bring parts of my family with me. I could only choose out of my family. So I only brought my four closest siblings. No one needs the other ones.
So my invitation got round-canded.
Well, yeah, because you're not part of my family.
Oh, I'm hurt.
Lily is.
Oh, Lily's.
She goes doggy swim.
You know how to do sensationalism for podcasting, don't you?
What?
I said you know how to do sensationalism for podcasting, don't you?
I don't even know what that is.
That means where you just make a mountain out of a molehill.
Okay.
You know I'm teasing you. I'm too busy. I got other stuff I got to do.
Yeah, we're going on a boat. I don't know where the boat's going.
You're gonna have fun.
Where the boat's at? I don't even know where we're going.
You are gonna have
to go onto the boat. All I know is that the boat leaves at 8:00, and we have to be at some person's house at like 6:30 in the morning.
Oh yeah, cause you're
not me.
Rewind the tapes. You were telling me that you had to get up at 5:00 this morning.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
I just had to walk to some stupid high school. I didn't want to go to that high school, but I have to.
What was it? Orientation or something or what?
I don't know why we went there. I felt like getting up and walking. So I walked there and walked back.
How long were you there?
Like 2 minutes. I went with Ellie, and I saved her life because some rude idiot almost ran over her twice.
Was it her orientation?
She was just checking if her schedule was in, but it's not. So.
Okay.
But I got my schedule on the 28th.
Did you get a cup of coffee out of the deal?
No.
What a bum steer opportunity to have a cup of coffee, don't you think so?
Mm-hmm. Only the adults. But you know what? They should just get a Starbucks truck, and then everybody can go there to get their coffee.
If you were going to make your own blend of coffee and give a name to it, what would you call it?
I want, like, mint chocolate coffee.
Mint chocolate?
Mm-hmm.
So you work for mint chocolate coffee?
Yep. I like mint chocolate. I like mint chocolate ice cream, though.
So if I bribe you with mint chocolate coffee, will you... There's no such thing as a bribe of mint chocolate coffee?
There's no such thing as mint chocolate coffee.
And what if there is?
There's not.
But that's a good...
Even on Starbucks secret...
I didn't ask about Starbucks.
Well, I only like coffee from
Starbucks. You'd be surprised what I can find out there in the world.
Starbucks, even I on will their travel. Secret menu, they don't have any. Well, they do have.
But you're dancing around and you're not even moving, you know that?
What do you mean?
I'm asking you, if I get you chocolate mint flavored coffee, are you going to participate in the logo production of your e-ticket?
I know it doesn't exist.
But what if it does?
Unless it's more in Italy. Then I'd worry.
What if we import it?
One cup. Of coffee all the way from Italy.
No, the beans, and you roast it here yourself.
Ew, roast. No.
Not roast it.
Ice coffee.
Make ice coffee.
Hot coffee. Like hot chocolate.
What if it's instant chocolate mint coffee?
That would be gross.
And then you put it in the cold water and you mix it yourself.
No. I am Groot.
You are what?
Have you never seen that movie?
Yes, I know who Groot is. You are far from Groot. So I heard...
Tree talking to me.
I heard you're going to go to the presidential debates and be the moderator.
No.
Why not?
Because... I don't like politics, period. Like, if I was the last person that everyone needed my vote for, I still wouldn't vote. I'd be like, they give me the ballot.
You make a lot of sense there, you know that?
No one cares about the stupid president of the United States of America. It's too long to say, and nobody cares.
It's because you're moving to Canada to talk like a Canadian pirate. Do you know how a Canadian pirate talks?
They talk just like a Canadian.
How's
they
that?
They don't say A, they don't say I, they don't do anything.
Yes, they do. They say A at the end, a lot of them do.
No.
Actually, that comes from North Dakota. Okay, let's change it. Do you know how a pirate from Fargo, North Dakota talks?
There's no such thing as pirates.
Haven't you heard of the invasion? Haven't you heard of the invasion of the landlocked pirates?
We're not in Peter Pan, okay?
They come and they attack on skateboards.
Those are just teenagers being stupid.
And they wear tinfoil hats.
Teenagers that don't like aliens, so they wear tinfoil hats.
And they have a lot of vanity about them, so therefore they wear oven mitts on their hands.
Again, teenagers that are being stupid and wearing tinfoil hats.
What, don't forget the oven mitts.
And that.
So do you see what we just created there?
Something really stupid out of something really...
Now, how can that be stupid? Come on.
Stupider is not even a word, but it's a word to me.
You can add something to it. Add something to the landlocked pirates of Fargo, North Dakota, who attack on skateboards wearing tinfoil hats, but they have vanity, therefore they wear oven mitts on their hands. And...
The moral of the story, this is all fake, and this is just an imagination. So don't bring your kids to this podcast. Thank you.
And you want your $2.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have to pay my sister, but I don't want to pay her because she's really mean and grouchy. Like the Grouch. Wait, that's supposed to be the Grinch. But the Grinch is nice.
The tall one's being grouchy.
She's grody. Gross. Disgusting.
You can remember all this is in secret and under the radar.
No bueno.
No nocho?
No bueno.
No Franco?
No bueno.
Repeat after me.
No bueno.
Frère Jacques.
Chewbacca.
Dormez-vous.
Chewbacca.
Sony Lamatina.
Christina.
Din din don. Din din don.
Ding dong. Ditch.
And that is you translating landlocked pirates from North Dakota wearing tinfoil hats who have oven mitts on their hands when they attack because they got a lot of vanity.
That language does not exist.
You just said it. You said you made it up.
I didn't make anything up.
Yes, you did.
It's just all your imagination. This is just a dream, so go back to sleep.
Go back to sleep, rewind the podcast, and listen to it some more, right?
No.
Why?
Don't do that.
Well,
you will get ran over by a train of dreams.
What kind of train of dreams?
Dream, 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 dream. Go to sleep, wake up. Da, 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 da. Dream, dream, dream. Have you never heard of that song?
Is there chocolate mint coffee being served on the train in the passenger car?
There actually is.
Okay.
It's really cool. It's called Shark Boy and Lava Girl.
I mean, iced chocolate mint coffee served in the passenger car on the train?
Hot, hot, hot chocolate.
Yeah?
That's for the Polar Express.
Is there one or two servings?
I don't like how they call it the Polar Express, but there's no polar bears.
Well, why isn't there any polar bears in the Polar Express?
I don't know. Why don't you call it the Polar Express?
I know Tom Hanks narrates it.
Who?
Tom Hanks? Woody from Toy Story. High five on that one, please, please, please.
I have four fingers.
That was good, Olivia.
Whoever Tom Hanks is, aka
Woody from Toy Story.
Just call him Woody. You don't need to call him Tom.
Yeah.
Hanks. And Woody.
And you know Tim Allen too, right? Okay, Buzz Lightyear.
Oh.
So, do you have any new favorite TV shows?
Well, there's Botched. There's Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Let's talk about Botched. We don't want to give any credit. No credit to Kardashians, okay?
Why not?
Because you're better than that.
They have enough credits
already. They have a lack of credit. Let's talk.
Neither the credits are rich.
Let's talk about Botched. Why do you like Botched?
I don't know. I just started watching it.
Is it? I mean, I've never seen it. So tell me about it.
Botched is basically where like these people, they go to these two doctors, plastic surgeons, and what they basically do is that they fix them like. They literally just do anything, really, to their bodies if they want more or less of something.
Add something or subtract something.
Like, but it's called Botched because they've had past surgeries done, but the doctors that done those past surgeries failed, and now, like, their faces and everything or whatever they're going to fix is all messed up. So it's up to those two doctors to fix it.
And how successful are they?
They're really successful.
Give me an example. Who's been on, what's been on there?
Well, there was this Michael Jackson guy impersonator or whatever. And he had a surgery on his nose to look like Michael Jackson.
Should I be laughing or not?
No.
Okay, I won't laugh.
It's kind of sad.
Why are you like going, it's kind of sad, but I won't laugh.
But you
too know, loud.
But you know how Michael Jackson, everyone said that he had like a crippled nose already. Yeah. And so like.
His nose started to get to the point where there was so much non-cartilage there. There was nothing more to work with.
Yeah. So like the guy did nose surgery and his nose looked like Michael Jackson's at first. But then the doctor said, like, the Botched people that were going to fix it said that your nose has totally collapsed on one side.
Yeah.
And is about to collapse on the other side. And if you want Michael Jackson nose, you won't be able to breathe out of your nose. And you'll have, like, this certain point, and you'll have to do this certain type of contour where you have to take skin out of, like, your forehead to put it on your nose and put like some fat. So take out some fat around the nose.
Yeah.
So he gets his perfect Michael Jackson nose. But the likelihood of the, like the, if they were gonna take out all that fat.
Yeah.
The likelihood would be like all that skin, his nose would literally just die and then fall off.
Yeah.
So he didn't do it, though.
Do it. So what did he get?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Because the Botched people weren't going to do it.
Okay. You would never get a Michael Jackson nose, would you?
No.
You wouldn't get anybody. So you wouldn't get like a Snuffleupagus nose, would you?
Whatever that is, no.
Whatever that is. You don't know what Snuffleupagus is?
No.
Do you want to know?
No.
All right, how about like a woolly mammoth?
Is it from Horton Hears a Who?
Yes. Would you get a Horton Hears a Who nose?
No. I would look like one of those weird blobfish. Okay. Those are weird.
If you could get gills to breathe underwater, would you?
No.
No?
No.
Okay, how about if you could get a third eye in the middle of your forehead?
No. Nope.
Can I finish my sentence?
No.
Why? If you could get a third eye in the middle of your forehead that could see through walls.
No, that's creepy.
And into the future.
No.
Would you?
There's already people that can do that.
Okay.
And they don't need a third eye to do it.
Okay. You know what a deer, when you have a deer's ear, what a deer's ear looks like? It's all cupped like that on top of its head.
But that's cute.
Okay.
Deers are cute. But that would look really ugly on a person.
What about a fawn? You know, a fawn is a little smaller.
Little tiny deers.
What if you could get little tiny fawn ears attached to your ears to hear better?
No.
No?
You can just get hearing aids for that.
You just get hearing aids for that? Okay. What? Anything? Yeah, anything else? You can throw one back at me if you want to. Come on. Would you get SpongeBob SquarePants teeth implanted into your teeth?
No, because he looks like a rabbit already, so...
Okay. If you could get really big feet attachments on your feet to make you hop like a rabbit and move really fast, would you?
No, that's what are like. That's what they put like springs and shoes for.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, and that's why you do track.
What if you
could exercising?
What if you could get a pair of hologram Converse shoes that you controlled with your mind on your feet for whatever zone of education and color you wanted? Would you do that?
No.
Now think about it.
No.
What's a hologram?
It's one of those weird things that they have on Star Wars.
Yes.
They call that one dude.
You would never do that?
No.
Why not?
Because if I went into the water, it would totally explode.
Probably.
If I even touched water, it would probably explode.
That's minor details.
What I would get is a hover phone.
You'd get a hologram hover phone?
No. Like, that's a bad thing if you have, like, a holographic phone and then...
It doesn't work anyway. Okay, tell me about the phone.
Try to pick up your phone, but you can't because it's a hologram. You can't pick up a hologram.
It'd sure be entertainment for a while. It'd keep the simple-minded busy for a while, don't you think? It wouldn't keep you busy because you're not simple-minded.
I would figure out a way to pick it up somehow, some way.
Yeah. Okay. So,
then no one would care, so...
Okay, so, if you... What do you think I should get done... What should I get done to me so that I can go unbotched? I was thinking about getting a unicorn horn right in the middle of my forehead.
You can. They do, like, the surgery mm-hmm. where it's, like, with this fire. And then they basically open your, like, thing right here. Whatever it's called.
Your forehead?
Yeah. They put air and fire and it creates like a horn.
I've seen that. You've seen the donut heads of Japan?
What?
The donut heads of Japan.
No.
They get saline solution pumped into their forehead.
So there's a big bump.
It's a big bump in the shape of a donut. And then they...
Why would you do that to yourself? I don't know. Like, what are you going to put on it? A donut? Like,
it's really weird because it's in the shape of a donut. But then they all get to... It's just saline solution. Then after like 6 or 12 hours, it goes away. I mean, if you're going to get something like that, you know... I mean, yeah.
Why?
That's what I'm asking you.
Never mind.
It's got to have a... You got to have a love for... Don't say about that our fans in France.
I was talking about Japan.
Oh, Japan. Okay.
Like the people who did that.
Who do that?
Yeah. Not very smart. Don't do that, France people.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't be donut heads. We love you, France.
Yay. I like France.
You want to hear something funny? Yeah. I had a friend who went to France once, and of all the neat, exciting landmarks you could go visit, they didn't go visit Jim Morrison's grave.
Who's?
Jim Morrison of the Doors.
Who's that?
He's a famous person from a band.
Okay.
A friend of Paul McCartney's. I got a raise of eyebrows there from Olivia.
Good for you.
Well, it's good for you too, you know.
I wouldn't visit nobody's grave unless there was a Pokemon stop there.
A Pokemon stop at Jim Morrison's grave?
There might be. There's some at like some other people's graves. I don't even know them, but
are you playing?
I'm still Pokemon? Gonna step all over their grave and get it.
All right, tell me if this sounds strange, okay? I'm going to Los Angeles probably in September for a concert. I always thought it would be fun to go visit, like, Michael Jackson's grave.
No, just leave him be. Like, don't take pictures like, oh my God, I'm going to totally post this on Instagram, me stepping all over his grave.
No, it's kind of, but imagine paying tribute, paying your respects to going to visit a whole bunch of famous people who you admire that changed your life and influenced you and going to go visit their resting place.
It's called a resting place for a reason. Like, they want to rest. They don't want to be, like, they don't want to be bothered.
I don't think it's a bother.
Down or up at you like, can you get off my grave, please? Please, can you? Please.
I'm not a grave stander.
Grave digger.
I'm not a grave digger.
Mm-hmm.
But what if I want to... Does that sound interesting at all? Just to go visit a whole bunch of celebrities' resting sites?
No.
Why?
Because. Just leave them be. Don't bother them.
Well, that's their address.
What's that?
You're the one that's...
Half of these famous people still have a house that they still bought and they're dead. No one's living in it.
No, well, their family like is.
Elvis Presley guy.
I'm going to go to his house again. I'm going to go visit him.
Okay. You do that.
So you think that sounds weird to go visit a whole bunch of dead people? Go visit a... I'm going to say it. Just go visit a bunch of dead people where their graves are.
Yep.
Why?
Because when the zombie apocalypse comes, they're coming after you, not me. You're dead.
So I shouldn't visit the celebrity dead sites, but just think that you can meet their zombie versions.
Yeah, and they're gonna eat you. So I mean,
well, hey, if you're
life or death, right there.
If you're gonna get eaten, but you might as well get eaten by John Candy or Michael Jackson. Doesn't that sound entertainment?
No, cause no one's gonna know that you got eaten by them.
I'll know though.
You're dead.
My last phone call will be to you. And I'll say, Olivia, I'm getting eaten by apocalyptic zombie of John Candy and Michael Jackson.
And you know what I would do?
What would you do?
I don't care. I have a life to live. Goodbye. And I would hang up. I told you. But did you listen? No. And you decided to go to their graves and stop all over them. But now you're going to die.
I'm purposely going to go to all these graves now. And I'm going to walk in. I'm going to say... My name's Olivia Quirky. I think I'll take a selfie with Michael Jackson's gravestone. Here I go.
No, because that's not my real name.
In the event of a apocalypse, come find Olivia Quirky. I wouldn't do that.
No.
You know why?
Don't even attempt to.
What if you could get the zombie of Michael Jackson on a leash and a chain?
That would just be... It's like leaving a dog. Like, you don't put a dog on a chain. It's just sad. Like, don't do that.
It's a zombie. It's a zombie.
And?
Have you ever seen Shaun of the Dead? It's where these friends, one friend became a zombie, but they didn't want to shoot him. So they put him on a chain and kept him out in the shed in the backyard, but they would still let him come in. He'd be like, no snacking on me. No eating. No.
It's probably the dumbest thing that they could do because that's already a death wish you have there.
What?
Your friend's a death wish. Good luck. Good luck with that.
What would you rather have? A pet iguana or a pet zombie?
Pet iguana? What the heck?
Well, yeah, what the heck? I'm asking, why not? Pet a zombie.
Pet iguana.
Okay, I see you taking the leaves there and you're like braiding them into your hair or something. We should make a really comedy. You've seen these videos where they show dads who are doing their daughter hair, braiding it? You should let me braid your hair into the style of Princess Leia from Star Wars.
No.
And it's real easy. You know why? We just duct tape a couple of donuts to the side of your head, and there you are.
No. See, I don't know. Girls take good care of their hair. They don't just, like, brush it in the morning and then walk away from the mirror.
I hope you do better with your
hair. It takes us about 1 hour to brush it out, to clean it, to wash it, to put the leave-in conditioner. And then it takes another hour to curl it. Well, first you gotta straighten it, then you gotta curl it, and then just to put all the extra stuff so it stays.
Sounds like a lot of work.
It is. It hurts your arms sometimes.
And why does it hurt your arms?
Because it gets tiring. Ugh.
Well, that's where you gotta wear the tinfoil hat, like the pirates from Fargo, North Dakota.
Or you can put rollers in your hair, but those look ugly, so that's why we don't do it.
Well, that's good.
Oh, you also have to blow dry your hair while you're straightening it. It hurts.
Why does that hurt?
I don't know.
Did you know that you can hear a speech from your president by turning on your blow dryer? You know why?
No.
Because it's full of hot air, and so are they.
Good for you.
Shall we call this podcast done for this week?
I guess.
Well, you tell me. It's your podcast. This is E-Ticket Riffing with Olivia.
We'll see you next Sunday. I don't like how those golf people and those, like, music people, like, when they're doing classical music, they gotta talk all softly.
Oh, I hate that, too.
He makes a hole in one. next world to, like, bruh, can you talk any louder?
Technically, they should be able to talk louder, don't you think so?
Yeah, like, next we have music by Mozart and what's his face? Good night. Now we're gonna play, like, okay, no one cares. You have no life, that's why you're doing this.
You have no life, that's why you talk like this.
You sound like a Barbie.
Well, guess what?
What?
You have an agreement with something that I agree with, finally, at the end of the podcast.
That no one can talk loud enough. No offense to those France people that do it, because, like, I get why you guys do it. Because, like, you guys are in a deep depression. You guys have nothing left. It's like everyone is ganging up on you. Like,
but we love them, right?
It's in the terrorists.
We love France, right?
Like, I don't know what to do anymore. So we love our France. Our
plants or our France?
France. Our allies. Aren't they
our allies? They are our allies. Yes.
Okay. Allies.
Ally free.
We don't want to be ally free. Then we have no one to help us.
No, like Annie, like Ally. No, never mind. Mm-hmm. Anything else you want to say, Olivia? Quickie.
Goodbye, France. I don't even know how to say hola or whatever.
Frère Jacques.
Gwen Stefani.